Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, comparing yourself to others, and beating yourself up when things don't go your way? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. It's not just a fluffy buzzword, folks. Seriously, a game changer for our mental health. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, but how we talk to ourselves in those moments can make all the difference. Instead of that inner critic yelling, you idiot, imagine offering yourself a warm hug and saying, hey, it's okay, everyone messes up sometimes. What can I learn from this? That's self-compassion in action. And trust me, the benefits are huge. Self-compassion helps us manage stress and anxiety better. It boosts our resilience and ability to bounce back from setbacks. And it even improves our relationships because when we treat ourselves with kindness, we naturally extend that compassion outwards to others. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? You've got your inner critic on overdrive. But here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First step is recognizing that you're human and you're going to face challenges. Don't try to hide or ignore them, embrace them as part of the learning process. Remember, struggling doesn't mean you're failing. It just means you're growing. 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can be a powerful tool for self-compassion. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without judgment and gently redirect your attention to something positive, maybe your breath, a beautiful sunset, or a good cup of coffee. 3. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Think about how you'd comfort a friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Doubt them? Or you'd offer support, encouragement, and understanding. Do the same for yourself. 4. Celebrate your wins, big or small. We tend to focus on our shortcomings, but don't forget to acknowledge your achievements, even the seemingly insignificant ones. Did you finish that workout? Ace a presentation? Grab dinner with friends? Celebrate those moments. You deserve it. 5. Be patient and persistent. Self-compassion isn't a switch you flip overnight. It takes time and practice. Some days will be easier than others. Just keep showing up for yourself, day after day, and remember progress over perfection is the name of the game. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're training for a big race, putting in all this hard work, sweat, and dedication. But then, on race day, you stumble, you miss your target time, and you feel like giving up. You start replaying every mistake in your head, beating yourself up for not being good enough. That inner critic is loud, right? But what if, instead of drowning in self-criticism, you said to yourself, hey, I gave it my all. That doesn't erase the months of training, the dedication, and the effort I put in. This race isn't defining me. I can learn from this experience, adjust my strategy, and come back stronger next time. That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. It's about acknowledging your efforts, celebrating your progress, and learning from setbacks without letting them define you. Remember, you're worthy of love, kindness, and compassion starting with yourself. Practice these strategies, be patient, and watch how self-compassion can transform your life both on and off the field. Now go out there, treat yourself like the amazing human being you are, and make today a fantastic day. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little extra self-love. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review. It helps others find this podcast and start their own self-compassion journey. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, but always remember to be kind to yourself along the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.